Another case, of course, that we've been following closely, Brian, is 7-year-old Harmony Montgomery in New Hampshire. Her stepmother was back in court today. The prosecutor did make some interesting comments about what that stepmother might know about what may have happened to Harmony. Share with us what he said.
Yeah, so Kayla Montgomery, Harmony's stepmother, in court today on those welfare fraud charges. But of course, the elephant in the room that everyone is much more focused on is, does Kayla Montgomery know where Harmony is? And at one point during the hearing, the prosecutor actually said that that Kayla knows what law enforcement is closing in on learning. That was the prosecutor's exact quote, basically saying that they believe Kayla knows something, but she still isn't talking. She remains behind bars right now on those welfare fraud charges.
And Brian, the timeline of all of this has baffled so many of us from the start. How a little girl could go missing for 2 years, yet we're only hearing about it about 2 months ago. We did learn some new information about the timeline and maybe that window of when Harmony was last seen.
Yeah, and this was sort of a big development because police weren't zeroing in on the timeline, at least publicly, but today they did. They say they believe that Harmony went missing in a 13-day window between November 28th and December 10th, 2019. And they say this was a time when Harmony and her stepmother, Kayla, and her father, Adam, had been evicted from their home in Manchester, New Hampshire, and were living in one of two cars out on the street. So they gave a description of those cars today, a 2010 Chrysler Sebring and a 2006 Audi S4. Again, just hoping that if someone saw something during that 13-day period, they'll call police. Mm.
The other thing before I let you go, Brian, that caught my attention reading what took place in court today was the fact that they had two other kids with them, Adam and Kayla, that are their kids, apparently with Harmony around that same time. They're not cooperating, but do you know anything about these kids, how old they are, where they are?
So we know that they're young, around Harmony's age. And what's interesting is in the police reports we've gone through, it seems that it was just Harmony living with Adam and Kayla inside the car at that time. We believe those children are with extended family members, so they are safe. But whether they actually might have some information to help solve this case, that's unknown at this point.